USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee will continue its impeachment inquiry into President Trump on Monday. Republican Matt Gaetz, who is on the committee, tells ABC's This Week that the move to impeach is partisan.
This impeachment is exclusively supported by Democrats in Congress. It's not just that Democrats can't persuade people like me who support the president. They can't even persuade Republicans like Will Hurd, who are critics of the president, to support this impeachment.
On CBS's Face the Nation, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the president continues to seek foreign help in the election.
Out on the White House lawn, still saying he wants Ukraine to help him in the next election with these sham investigations, inviting other countries like China to do the same thing. Rudy Giuliani, even this week, is in Ukraine furthering this plot. And so this is an ongoing, clear, and present danger to the integrity of our elections and our own national security.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
North Korea's UN envoy says denuclearization is no longer on the table in talks with the U.S. On his way out of the White House for a trip to Florida, President Trump said Kim Jong-un knows the president has a critical election coming up.
I really don't think he wants to interfere with the election. I think he'd like to see something happen. The relationship is very good, but, you know, there is certain hostility. There's no question about it.
Iran's foreign minister has confirmed that his country freed Zhu Weng in Switzerland in exchange for the release of an Iranian scientist who was being held in the United States. Weng was doing research in Iran as a Princeton graduate student when he was arrested there in August 2016. Iranian authorities accused him of gathering top-secret intelligence for the U.S. and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. A senior U.S. official says Washington is hopeful this will lead to the freeing of other Americans held in Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join, I'm a member, my children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Pacific Gas and Electric has reached a settlement of $13.5 billion to resolve all major claims related to wildfires blamed on its outdated equipment and negligence. USA's John Hunt has more.
PG&E said in a statement that all major wildfire claims are on a path to be resolved because of the settlements, which must be approved by a bankruptcy court because the San Francisco-based utility has sought Chapter 11 protection. PG&E announced plans in January to file for bankruptcy because it faced billions of dollars in potential damages in claims, some of which blame the faulty or aging equipment for the fires. The $13.5 billion comes on top of a $1 billion deal already made with the cities, counties, and other public entities, and an $11 billion agreement with insurers and others that cover claims for the 2017 and 2018 wildfires. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Rene Auberjonois, an actor best known for TV shows Benson and Star Trek Deep Space Nine, has died. He was 79. The actor won a Tony on Broadway for 1969's Coco, and his first major movie role was Father Mulcahy in the 1970 film MASH. In the 80s, he played Clayton Endicott on Benson. In the 90s, he played Odo on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and then he played Paul Lewiston on Boston Legal. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.